how to check apartment management fees, and compare similar complexes on KApt. This explains how to find an apartment by address or complex name on KApt and separately check common management fees, individual usage charges, and monthly long-term repair reserve assessments. It also explains the differences between comparisons with a specific complex, similar complexes, and regional averages, as well as why the latest data is released late. Search for your residential complex on KApt by address or complex name, then select the billing month you want to view. Review the fees separately as common management fees, individual usage charges, and monthly long-term repair reserve assessments. Compare the data with the previous month and the same month of the previous year to determine whether changes are seasonal or one-time increases or decreases. Use a one-to-one comparison with a specific complex or a one-to-many comparison with similar complexes to compare per area amounts with multi-unit housing under similar conditions. For items with large differences, cross-check the bill against management office records and ask how the amounts were calculated. KApt is the official system for disclosing apartment complex management fees and maintenance information. There are no separate eligibility requirements or application deadlines. If a complex is subject to disclosure, you can look it up with its address or name and the month you want to check. However, because KApt's publicly disclosed complex data is not the same as an individual household's actual bill or payment records, the purposes of the two types of information must be distinguished. Looking up your complex's management fees on KApt information to prepare before searching the apartment address or exact complex name, the month in which the management fees you want to check were incurred, the gross floor area or exclusive use area listed on the bill, the name of a nearby complex, or region you want to compare public searches, generally do not require a separate application and have no set deadline. Because the latest month may not be available, it is better to review several recent months and the same month of the previous year rather than checking only one month. Search steps on the KApt homepage, select an address search or complex name search. Narrow the search by province or metropolitan city/county/district, and town/township/neighborhood, or enter the complex name. In the search results, check the address and number of households to ensure that you have not selected a complex with the same or a similar name. Go to the management fee lookup page for that complex. Select the year and month to search. Do not look only at the total. Check common management fees, individual usage charges, and the monthly long-term repair reserve charge separately. Compare them with the previous month, the same month of the previous year, and the per area amounts of comparison complexes. Menu names and layouts may change during site updates. If the search results do not appear immediately, open a management fees-related menu on the KApt homepage and look for our complex management fees or the complex search function. How to read management fee categories separately? It is difficult to determine the cause solely from the fact that the total management fee has increased. First, check which category has changed. Category typical items included what to check: common management fees, general management fees, cleaning fees, security fees, elevator maintenance fees, repair and maintenance fees, etc. Changes in labor costs or service contracts, scale of common facilities, and whether one-time work was performed, individual usage charges, household electricity, water, heating, hot water charges, etc. Actual usage, metering method, season, and changes in energy rates, monthly long-term repair reserve charge amount accumulated under the long-term repair plan for the replacement and repair of major facilities, changes in the monthly reserve amount, adjustments to the long-term repair plan, and whether it is subject to lease settlement. Common management fees. Common management fees cover the costs required to operate the entire complex. Even for households of the same size, costs may differ between complexes depending on the security arrangement, number of elevators, community facilities, parking structure, management staff, and outsourcing contracts. If general management or security fees have risen suddenly, do not look only at the change from the previous month. Check whether there were one-time factors such as contract renewals, wage adjustments, or the inclusion of retirement benefits or insurance premiums. Individual usage charges are heavily affected by each household's electricity, water, and heating consumption. Because they are highly seasonal, as with summer electricity bills or winter heating costs, comparing them with the same month of the previous year is more useful than comparing them only with the immediately preceding month. A difference between the complex average disclosed on KAPT and your household's bill does not necessarily indicate an error. Household usage, area, meter reading periods, and the application of discounts may differ. Monthly long-term repair reserve charge. The long-term repair reserve is accumulated to replace and repair major apartment complex facilities over an extended period. On the screen, check the current month's charge separately to avoid confusing it with other management fee items. If a tenant paid the long-term repair reserve on behalf of the owner through management fee bills, a settlement issue may arise when the lease ends. Review the lease agreement and actual payment records, and, if necessary, obtain proof of payment from the management office and settle the amount with the owner. The specific allocation of responsibility must be checked against both the contract terms and applicable laws and regulations. Comparing a specific complex, similar complexes, and regional averages, the KAPT comparison method should be selected according to the question being asked. Comparison method suitable question, advantage caution, one-to-one comparison of specific complexes. Which of two neighboring apartment complexes has higher fees? The comparison targets are clear. A simple comparison may be distorted if the heating systems, completion years, or facilities differ significantly. One-to-many comparison with similar complexes. Are our complexes' fees higher than those of complexes with similar conditions? Makes it easy to identify the complex's relative position based on multiple complexes, the criteria for selecting similar complexes. And the sample size must be checked. Regional average, what is the general level in the relevant province/metropolitan city or city/county/district? Provides a quick view of regional trends. Complexes of different sizes and with different equipment are mixed together, limiting causal analysis. One-to-one comparison procedure, select your complex as the reference complex. Specify the apartment complex to compare by address or complex name. Apply the same year and month incurred. Review both the total and the amount per area. Check differences in heating systems, number of households, completion year, elevators, and ancillary facilities. Identify the detailed items with large differences. Similar complex comparison procedure. When comparing similar complexes, match the conditions provided on the screen, such as region, number of households, construction year, and heating system, as closely as possible. Do not look only at the average. Also check whether your complex is on the high side within the comparison group and whether only certain items are unusual. How to interpret regional averages? A regional average is closer to a baseline for the market as a whole, not an absolute standard for judging whether your complex's fees are appropriate. If large newly built complexes and small older complexes, or individually heated and district heated complexes, are aggregated together, the average may have less explanatory value. Why the latest month's management fees may not be available? There is a time lag between when management fees are incurred, charged, and disclosed. Electricity, water, heating, or management service costs are incurred. Meter readings and invoices are collected to calculate management fees for each household. Management fees are charged and bills are issued. The management entity organizes the disclosure data and registers it on KAPT. Therefore, even if you have received this month's bill, the same data may not immediately appear on KAPT. If the latest available data is only through the previous month because of finalized meter readings, settlement, or the management entity's data entry schedule, this does not necessarily indicate an error. If the data has not been updated for an extended period, check in the following order. Verify that the year and month incurred are correct. Check that you did not select another complex with the same name or address. Ask the management office whether the relevant month's data has been disclosed and registered. Check KAPT notices or customer support for the data disclosure standards. Which apartment complexes can be searched? The main entities subject to disclosure on KAPT include apartment complexes subject to mandatory management under the Multifamily Housing Management Act. Typical complexes that may be subject to mandatory management include the following. Apartment complexes that meet the household count threshold. Check the Multifamily Housing Management Act and related regulations and KAPT guidance for the exact threshold. Apartment complexes with elevators installed. Check the Multifamily Housing Management Act and related regulations and KAPT guidance for the household count threshold. Apartment complexes with central or district heating systems. Check the Multifamily Housing Management Act and related regulations and KAPT guidance for the household count threshold. Residential commercial apartment complexes that meet certain requirements. Apartment complexes that have transitioned to the mandatory management system with the consent of residents and others, although amendments to laws and regulations have expanded the scope of management fee disclosure to include some apartment complexes not subject to mandatory management. The exact household count thresholds must be checked in the Multifamily Housing Management Act and related regulations and KAPT guidance. And the actual searchable scope may vary by complex type and data item. The fact that a complex cannot be found on KAPT alone does not mean that its management fees were charged incorrectly. When a small apartment complex cannot be found, search separately using the road name address and lot number address. Check the official complex name in the building register or on the bill. Ask the management office or manager whether the complex is subject to KAPT disclosure and under what name it is registered. If you are renting, request the bill and management fee calculation details from the landlord. If necessary, ask the apartment complex management department of the competent city/county/district whether the complex is subject to disclosure. Whether a complex is subject to disclosure must be checked in the Multifamily Housing Management Act and related regulations and KAPT guidance. Data for small apartment complexes not covered by the disclosure requirements may not be available on KAPT. In such cases, management fee bills, management bylaws, contracts, and the manager's accounting records become the main verification materials. How does KAPT data differ from your household's bill? KAPT is a tool for reviewing complex-level management fee levels and comparison information. It is not a service for checking whether an individual household has unpaid balances, automatic transfer records, actual payment receipts, or detailed household-level usage. Purpose information to check first: compare whether your complex is more expensive than other complexes. KAPT complex and similar complex comparison data. Check the amount your household must actually pay this month. Household management fee bill, check electricity, water, and heating usage bill, and meter or meter reading data, check whether payment has been completed or remains unpaid. Management office, payment institution, or payment records, settle the long-term repair reserve under a lease. Monthly bills and proof of payment from the management office. This difference is important when disputing management fees. A household's billed amount cannot be assumed to be incorrect solely because it differs from the KAPT average. The meter readings and calculation formula for the actual billed amount must be verified using management office records. What to check when management fees are high? One, use consistent comparison criteria. Compare the same month, the same cost items, and the same area basis. Comparing only the complex total or per household average may distort the results because of differences in the number of households and the distribution of household sizes. Two, separate seasonal factors. Compare heating and electricity costs with the same month of the previous year and review common management fee trends over several recent months. It is better not to treat a one-month surge as a long-term trend. Three, match complex conditions. Prioritize comparisons with complexes that have similar conditions in the following areas. Number of households and buildings, completion year, heating system, number of elevators and parking facility, size, security, operation method, presence or absence of community facilities. Four, compare the bill with the disclosed data after identifying items with large differences on KAPT. Compare them with the same items and charging periods on the household bill. Even if the names are similar, the scope of what is included may differ. 5. Ask for the basis of calculation. Ask the management office specifically about meter readings, allocation criteria, contract changes, and whether one-time costs were included. When making an inquiry, it is more helpful for verification to specify the relevant month and item, and the difference from the previous month, rather than simply saying that the total is high. A high comparison figure does not immediately mean the management fee is incorrect. Management fee comparisons are a starting point for identifying anomalies, not a procedure for confirming errors. Differences can arise legitimately when complexes vary in age, common facilities, management staffing, heating systems, and usage. Conversely, even if the total is close to the average, a particular item may remain consistently high. The total, amount per area, detailed items, and monthly trends must all be reviewed together to properly assess the management fee structure.